Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Jonas Knox, and myself, Brady Quinn. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It's a no for me, dog.
You got problems, man.
Bad traffic today. No way.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you.
Not hitting that highway.
No? Nope. Well, listen, if you are going to get on the highway, make sure you have some Tire Rack tires, that's for sure. Because we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hour three of this extravaganza here on a Wednesday morning. By the way, we were talking a little while ago about the situation in Dallas. Dak Prescott, no contract after this year, trying to figure out CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons getting an extension. Jerry Jones is discussing all of it. Also, Mike McCarthy going into the final year of his deal. This came out a few minutes ago from Adam Schefter. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy is headed into the last year of his contract. He has hired agent Don Yee to represent him. Yee represents Jim Harbaugh, Sean Payton, and Tom Brady, amongst others. So, at least Mike McCarthy's got his eye on the future potential contract extension.
And clearly wants to get paid. Believe he's going to get paid. I mean, you hire an agent that represents those type of guys. You're basically sending out the message, I'm going to get paid, whoever it is that's paying me. Which is going to have to be Dallas because he's not going to be a head coach anywhere else.
You don't think so?
Hell no. Nope.
I mean, he has won a lot of games in Dallas. Okay. It's not like he, you know, yeah, the playoff success maybe isn't there.
If he gets let go from Dallas, do you guys think he goes to another team? He gets picked up as a head coach?
He'd have a still a career winning percentage, like the above 500, right?
Yeah, well above.
Yeah, he's got a Super Bowl. It's hard to think he wouldn't get another shot. I mean, Mike McCarthy's not that old. He's 60 years old. I don't know. I mean, I would think it kind of depends on how it ends, maybe.
Yeah, I think if it ends, it's ending because it didn't go well. And listen, well is all up for interpretation, I guess. But I just don't think he goes from here to somewhere else and gets a better situation. Now, he may go to a different level. Maybe he goes to college. Maybe that's why, you know, you get an agent. I don't know, but I don't see it happening in the NFL.
I don't think he goes to college.
I mean, I would be the only
– I don't think any head coach wants to go to college
from the NFL.
You know,
I don't
disagree. It's not an option anymore.
It's like the other way. It's like a one-way street now. They did some construction. They put up a sign. They're like, it's a one-way street, guys. Sorry. No one's going back the other way.
I mean, do you get an agent to negotiate as an offensive coordinator? Maybe that's what it is. I just don't see him. I don't see him going somewhere else from where he's at right now to being a head coach somewhere else.
I think you just get an agent because you don't want to have to deal with the negotiation.
If the negotiation were to take place with Dallas.
Maybe just in general, like because he did the first one, right?
Did he? I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, he hired an agent.
Don Yee or Mike McCarthy?
No, Mike McCarthy. Oh.
Mike McCarthy.
Well, yeah, if he didn't have an agent, I mean, I would assume.
You're saying the agent hired an agent, Jonas?
Well,
no,
I'm saying you're asking, double agent? Did Don Yee get the deal done the first time?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. But how the hell would
again,
I know?
Again, I don't know. I wish there was more transparency with coaching contracts and all that too, by the way. Like, it's not to get off on a complete tangent, but we all do realize coaches' contracts, their salary, it doesn't count towards the salary cap. Shouldn't it kind of? Like, shouldn't it matter a little bit? Like, I think for the sake of head coaches too, very similar to players, like maybe you wouldn't run through as many coaches as fast. Because of the implications to the salary cap and what that would do potentially your team when you're paying one coach, right? A bunch of dead cap money that's not there anymore and you've got to hire a whole new staff.
I don't know.
Just spitballing here, boys. Sorry about that.
It's going to be fun to see.
We've got an entire summer to do this stuff.
And, you know, the Belichick kind of out there looming. Potential get back.
He's just creeping in the high grass.
Yeah,
you know?
if you're like a lion ready to
pounce.
I mean, if you're Sirianni, Brian Daboll, and Mike McCarthy, and you've got that hanging over your shoulder, it's like, dude, come on. Because those are the three teams that Belichick reportedly would have the most interest in. The Giants, obviously, because he started his career there, so to speak. And then you've got the Eagles and the Cowboys would be of interest as well, too. So, all those guys, kind of interesting years coming up, and Belichick out there looming. But this is going to probably get under the skin of one Brady Quinn here, because we were talking about the rumors and sort of the bad-mouthing of prospects in the NFL draft. And although this may get under the skin of Brady Quinn, this might change the way LeVar feels about one prospect heading into the draft, because former NFL scout David Fleming was on Pablo Torre's podcast, and he was asked about what he's heard in talking with people about Caleb Williams heading into the draft. Let's take a listen.
What did the scout tell you that you can report?
I hated it. Hated it. He would scare the shit out of me if I was working for a team. Raw emotion is great, but Caleb's thing? That was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags. You just lost a game in the middle of your season, and it was like your third loss in the Pac-12, and you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it just seems really freaking weak and nuts. And I will tell you, he scares the out of a lot of NFL teams too. The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback. Look, I don't know him from Adam. I do not know him, but to me that looked weak as really fragile.
Since when did being Prince?
I was just going to say, LeVar. I mean,
when's that a bad thing?
Come on, man.
I love Prince.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at him. So I kind of love him in that way. no. But seriously, I just, how do you equate, and listen, I had a strong take
purple
on him crying in his mom. Yeah.
Purple rain.
Yeah. And when doves cry, you know, and I die for you. I had a strong take on him crying in his mom's arms. I did. And just the idea of thinking that you should paint a picture as if Prince isn't the baddest mamma jamma that has ever done it, at least one of them, is really unfair. It's really unfair to make that comparison as if it was a derogatory term. There is only one Prince that has ever existed, and there will only be one Prince that ever existed. So you're basically saying that to compare Caleb Williams to the brilliance of one Prince is to say that you're calling Caleb Williams one of one and there will only be one Caleb Williams.
And by the way, last time the Bears were in a Super Bowl, guess who was the halftime performer?
Prince.
Damn right.
In the rain. In the purple rain.
Yep, in the damn purple rain.
I'm just saying. You can't. I'm trying to concentrate through the music.
How do we know? I mean, maybe Caleb's just too demanding. You know, maybe he's just like his father, too bold. Or maybe he just loves his mother, which we know.
Yeah.
She's never satisfied.
She is never satisfied.
I mean, why do we scream at each other about this?
Well, why do you do it when the doves cry?
This is what sounds like when doves cry. This is what it sounds like when coaches cry.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I hate about all the criticism that the player gets, especially as far as who he is.
Well done.
Like, if you had the chance to take him, you'd take him too. So go ahead, badmouth him. Badmouth him when he's going to get in the league and he's going to start beating you. And you're going to have to deal with trying to cover down when he breaks the pocket, escapes, and runs or throws a dime downfield. Deal with that. Like, I truly hate this stuff because we start looking at, like, the uniqueness of who the person is and how they operate, and we start cutting into that instead of just focusing on, like, what is he as a player, man? I mean, every player's going to come from a different background, have a different perspective on life and how they're going to operate. Like, so what if he's unique? What does that mean? All I know is I turned on the tape, and I've said this about every one of the quarterbacks in this class, and this is why I feel like Caleb separated himself from a guy like Jaden Daniels. He played on a team that was nowhere close to the talent of a lot of the teams that he went up against, in particular this past season. Bad O-line, bad defense, outside of some skill at wide receiver. That was about it. And there was never a player that I thought, if he has the ball at the end of the game in his hands, they have a shot at winning. And it's purely because of him. So it's not a knock on any of the quarterbacks for that reason. But the truth is like he is the only guy that I thought has that power where, you know, the other guys we say that about? Patrick Mahomes, you know, an Aaron Rodgers type. Like, there's other quarterbacks in the league. You see them with the ball at the end of the game. Tom Brady, it was like that. And I'm just saying from the college level, from watching him, it didn't matter how he played in the first three quarters. If he had the ball with a chance to win at the end of the game, I was like, oh no. This dude is going to find a way. He's going to make a play. Now, it didn't always work out, but like he has that sort of ability to him. So I hate the fact that we get all this anonymous crap and guys want to speak up. I don't care if they didn't feel like he was tough. Like I didn't have an issue with them doing it only because like I'd followed the young man enough to know that he was carrying the weight of that team. Like as much as we wanted to make a big deal about Lincoln Riley going to Southern Cal and what he's – you don't even know how good – I mean, as much as we want to make a big deal about that, it was really about Caleb Williams. When he went to Southern Cal, he gave them a chance to win a Pac-12 title. He gave them a chance to go to the national championship. I mean, we'll see what life is like now that you're not going to have his services. And we'll see what this team looks like as they transition to Big Ten. But he's kind of that difference maker to me. That's why I'm like, I don't really care if he got overly emotional about it. Like, all that shows me is the dude actually cares. Like, I would feel a little bit more upset if he was indifferent. If he walked off, was like, so be it, I'll be the number one pick, who cares? Like, that to me showcased more of a dude who was pouring his heart out there. And yeah, it was a moment that was caught on TV with his mom. Like, so be it. But at least he cares, dude. He's not, you know, sitting out just being, oh, it's indifferent. I could sit out the rest of the season. My team stinks. He didn't do that. He kept trying to battle, kept trying to play. And by the way, this is coming from a Notre Dame alum. Trust me, if I wanted to take a shot at a player from any university or institution, it'd be Southern Cal.
Jeez.
I'm just saying. That's how deep those bloodlines go. And I'm not, because I feel like all this crap is so unfair to how these guys in particular, he's been being treated with all this.
I'll say is Prince beat Charlie Murphy and his crew in basketball.
He did. And Computer
that's,
blue.
That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
And then he made him pancakes after.
Then he made him Chappelle pancakes show. After.
By the way, my brother.
There's a photo, too.
He said it was
a
true.
Did you see the
story.
Photo?
They said he was
Prince was standing up over Charlie Murphy.
Said he was a baller.
He dunked on his ass.
Yeah. They said Prince.
You didn't see the photo?
No.
You got to look it up, man. There's a photo of it.
Yeah.
It was a true story. My brother texted me, said Prince is the Beethoven of our time.
Dope.
I mean, so
I agree.
Let me tell you something. Getting compared to Prince, not the worst thing in the world. Had he said, like, hey, you know, he reminds me of the Night Stalker, I'd be like, okay, now we got a problem. Maybe he's undraftable. But you get compared to Prince, and the last time your team was in a Super Bowl, Prince was playing a halftime show in the rain. That shoe fits.
Just super quick, though. Like Q said, just because you may have fingernail polish or a pink, you know, cell phone or whatever it may be, it doesn't mean that you can't ball.
Like, by the way, didn't he disprove that?
It doesn't mean you can't ball. No, it was, he had a pink phone. He didn't have fingernail polish on that day. He didn't have lipstick on or anything.
Because doesn't his mom work at a salon?
And it's like his little hand.
Yeah, there's a story to it.
Yeah.
His little,
he's
like,
paying homage to her.
Yeah.
Regardless, even if, like, who's to say that that's soft? Like, what he did was, that was soft.
I know some other dudes who do their fingernails and all that. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Like Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Get their fingernails. I mean, they get clear paint and all that stuff.
Yeah, but they get, like, paint. The fake stuff on top. That was, like, I'm like, oh, okay. Because, like, they look nicer, but they also look fake.
Yeah.
You know?
I've never been into it, but I don't judge.
Well, let's try it.
We'll just try what?
To commemorate on Friday morning, Caleb Williams going number one overall. Let's all get our nails painted.
Manny's and petties.
Yeah, why not?
I don't really do that. I mean,
yeah, it's not my thing.
I got to be honest with you. My foot, between the surgeries and how jacked up they are from injuries, I am embarrassed. I'll be fully honest. Like, I am embarrassed to wear sandals in public because my feet are so ugly.
Dang.
Yeah, I got a bunion you could hang clothes off of on my left foot. I'll show you.
I got a buddy who, like, and will, like, he will point it out every time I'm like, I am in sandals or something, just for hanging out with the family.
Dang.
Who? The Wagon?
Fasano. No. The Big Bowl of Meatballs. I told you, when we were in college, we had this guy who used to draw, like,
the one
caricatures.
That was FaceTiming you from the restroom at the graduate?
No.
What?
No, that was,
the hell?
I think that was Pat.
He wasn't really FaceTiming you, but he was definitely giving you content.
He was.
What up, Pat?
He was, dealing with some issues.
Yeah, he had a rough night the night before with some vino. So, yeah.
Oh, what a classy guy. all right, well, hey, listen. Caleb, you're going to be fine. Don't listen to those haters. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. And thank God we've got a Caleb supporter coming up next. It's the old P, Petros Papadakis, and he's yours right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Right now, we turn it over to the old P, Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros and Money Show, which you can hear on The Blowtorch, AM 570 LA Sports, a Fox college football analyst who's just jacked up to the gills thinking about the NFL draft tomorrow night. Oh, P, what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Hi, P.
Fired up.
Good morning, everybody. I get the day off, so I am fired up.
Nice.
Hey, right? P, we were talking with Pete Prisco yesterday, and he does this thing where he says
Pete
what
pitches
Pete Prisco from CBS.
Did you call him Peaches? I suppose call a grown man Peaches.
No.
Oh, you know Peaches, the rapper, the ex prostitute rapper?
No.
Oh, you never heard of Peaches?
No.
The Teaches of Peaches?
No.
Oh, let me look that up.
You never heard the song F the Pain Away?
Whoa. No.
Wow.
No.
Oh, you know what I heard yesterday? I heard a Steven Seagal reggae song.
That's pretty old, but it recirculated for some reason.
What was
yesterday.
That? The Screwface song?
No, actually, Steven Seagal, he had an interest in reggae music for a while, and he did that movie, Marked for Death.
Marked for Death, yeah.
And I can quote the entire movie. Mm. Marked for Death is actually rooted in some truth. It was a Jamaican gang called the Shower Posse that basically started the crack epidemic in the United States
really?
Of America. For a lot of reasons. Hmm. The guy's name was Lester Coke, but his nickname was Jim Brown, and he was the bodyguard for Michael Manley, who was the Prime Minister of Jamaica, so he had international immunity. And he basically ran crack cocaine through the United States for a long time. So that basically.
I thought the dudes were twins and their names were Screwface on Mark.
Yeah, well, Screwface have two eyes.
Screwface.
Two heads and four eyes and that is it. Yeah. May not care him sell the drugs.
That is the
that
magic.
That is part of doing business.
Yeah.
Screwface, yeah, the twin dreadlocked Rastafarian mystic.
Rasta.
That is not, that is, or I believe he wasn't even Rasta. He was like into Santeria or something in the movie. That was not really representative of who the drug dealer was. But
okay.
The movie itself, had some reality roots because of the 90s Jamaican crack cocaine thing, which is detailed very well in a book called A Brief History of Seven Killings.
Hmm. Dang.
Yes.
That's interesting.
That's a real thing. So Steven Seagal was interested in reggae, and he actually wrote a very good reggae song. He did not sing it. He wrote a good reggae song with Jimmy Cliff, who's a legendary artist.
Yeah.
I believe the song that I was listening to was called Strut.
Yeah, that's a Steven Seagal dance hall song. Yeah. But the song he wrote, John Crow, Ya Guan Yam Ya Sapa Soon Boy.
Ya Guan.
Yeah, that. John Crow, Ya Guan Yam Ya Sapa Soon Boy. John Crow, Ya Guan Lead the Children Astray. Oh, yeah. That's from Marked for Death, and it's actually pretty good.
Hmm.
Now, there's an old Bob Marley song, really old, from the 70s called Screwface Knows Who Feels Frightened. Because he does.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I say I'm on Fiesta Screw.
Yeah. That's really good, Petros.
Well, so anyway, that's that.
Mark for Death, 1990 is when it came out. Hour 33 minutes. You know, like there is something to just a 90-minute get through it. 90
somebody
minutes and you're done.
Somebody I'll go dead tonight.
Lee, can you tell Petros what you just told us in the group chat?
My insurance agent's name is Steven Seagal, and so I've been passing along that exact thing that you and I, Brady, have been passing along, the Strut music video with me and my fellow neighbors, condominiums.
It's so random. It's just Lee's life, dude. Better yet, I bet Steven Seagal sells insurance. I bet it actually is Steven Seagal
in Moscow. Now. Doesn't he have a guest with him in Strut?
Yes. Is it Lady Beanie Saw?
Man? Lady oh, he's got
Saw.
Lady Saw. All right. Wow. See, now here's the deal.
It's a big
Lady
name.
Saw is one of the most important female dance hall, is probably the most. She it's changed her name and has become a preacher now. But back then she was really into slackness or what would be called, you know, lewd and bawdy lyrics.
Mm.
But Lady Wind. Saw... there's two people you would probably get, right? If you needed to do a dancehall song and you wanted some immediate legitimacy. And obviously, Steven Seagal did not achieve this, even with Lady Saw on the song. But Gwen Stefani used Lady Saw on a song. Remember that? Underneath it all, yeah, me real prince charming like the eat from the fire. Okay, that was her.
Yeah, right,
and
Jonas.
Then
you
remember?
Yeah.
Underneath it all.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Okay. All right.
And then the other one was the other guy
Patra?
You always
the
other
guy.
Patra, pull up to me bumpa.
Yeah.
No, but the guy you would get, because I remember Eddie Murphy did a reggae song not long ago.
Levy.
And maybe 6-7 years ago, Eddie Murphy did a reggae song, and he tagged the Beanie Man.
The Beanie Man.
Yeah, the Beanie. Sim Sima! Which is a different guy.
Bima.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, there's some reggae dancehall talk if you guys want to.
Nice.
The fact that Steven Seagal and Eddie Murphy think they can dabble in those waters, a little bit disrespectful to me. Got to leave it to the professionals.
Well, they're trying to promote the music, and if you use a Jamaican on it and use Jamaican producers, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
Why can't you do it, Petros? You do better than them. You're more creative. Let's bang one out.
Jeez. A dance hall song?
Yeah, something reggae, something original.
That, you know, I would have many years ago, but I think that boat has left the harbor. But that being said, Seagal used to come in my dad's restaurant a lot. Hmm. There's pictures of my dad and Seagal back in the day.
Was that before or after you guys hit OJ when he was on the run?
Nice.
After.
Oh.
And, you know, we never hit OJ.
Yeah, I didn't hide him.
But you would.
No, we wanted to.
Do you want to hide Caleb Williams? I mean, they're comparing him to another singer. Not quite as tough as Steven Seagal, or maybe seemingly not
El DeBarge?
Well, not quite El DeBarge, but all the way Prince. Compared to Prince. Do you see the comparisons and personality traits and how they do things? Like, is that a fair comparison?
Well, I hope he doesn't take pills.
Oh, geez.
What?
Dang.
It brought Prince down.
Dang.
If you like,
it brought Prince down.
Bang, bang.
Prince is one of the great artists of all time. And I'm not really like a huge pop music guy. And I never really, when I was younger, I didn't really understand it. But if you ever watch, there's a performance of My Guitar, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. I think it's a George Harrison memorial type of thing.
Hmm.
that they did at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, I mean, it's just an all-star. You got Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne and all these guys. Really popular artists over the years. And it's just a beautiful collection of artists, and they're singing the song. And then Prince comes out, and he's there, but the light goes on him, and he does the guitar solo. And it's one of the most brilliant guitar solos of all time. I mean, it's crazy. His ability to play the guitar, I mean, he's one of the great guitar. He's like Jimi Hendrix. He really was. So I don't think Caleb Williams could pick up the guitar. And I mean, I don't even think his improvisational skills as a quarterback can touch comparatively what Prince could do.
Jeez.
That being said, his mannerisms are feminine. Is that what we're talking about?
I don't know what it sounds as though the guy, the scout that was talking about him, basically said that that's what scares the hell out of a lot of scouts and teams.
Well, it was weird. I heard when he was meeting with Eberflus, the first thing he said was, "Touch, if you will, my stomach. See how it trembles inside." And that was a little, you don't hear that a lot from a quarterback. I don't know. I mean, he's a spectacular player.
Would you take him number one overall?
I'd have to, right? Because otherwise you get fired.
But
we talked about this. Like, the consensus pick is the guy that everybody was going to pick number one. You're not going to be able to trade out of it because maybe people don't feel that perfect about it right now. Like, he's not who's the guy that looks like Prince Valiant down in Jacksonville?
Oh, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, yeah.
Now, Petros, I mean, we've talked about this. You know what Lawrence looks like? He looks like the guy who jumped out of the painting in Ghostbusters 2.
Zool?
No, Vigor.
Vigor,
yeah. You watch that movie, he looks
Here
like that
Here he comes,
guy.
Vigo, the master of evil. That, remember the Bobby Brown song from Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah.
Control? It's a great song. Well, I guess we're gonna have to take control.
Gotta take control. Gotta take control.
By the way, for a sequel, Ghostbusters 2 wasn't too bad.
You know what? It really wasn't. It's underrated. I watched the new Ghost. I actually went to the theater with my family and took the kids to watch the new Ghostbusters movie.
I haven't seen it. How was that?
Well, I was surprised to see that there was like an implied lesbian teenage ghost relationship.
Oh, right.
Wow. Yeah.
Just got to get it in.
Hey.
That's kind of everywhere, though, nowadays, isn't it?
Hey. Well, they had a few things for the old heads like us, like some Aykroyd and Bill Murray nostalgia. And then for the young people, they're like, here it is. An androgynous lesbian relationship.
Hey, you got to be. Hey, Petros, you got to have an aisle for everybody,
Right? Where's Bobby Brown and Rick Moranis? I want to be a ghost with you. Why? What are you guys going to do?
Why?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I guess they're gonna have to take control.
Get a Petros. Get a Petros.
There's a delay.
Yeah.
I had the casingle.
Do you really
remember those days?
The single,
it wasn't like New Jack City. I wasn't buying the whole soundtrack.
That was like the dopest
New Jack
thing
City.
Back
the whole
in the
soundtrack
day.
Was
you
great.
You could get the single.
You could get the single.
You didn't have to wait around through all the crap.
It was like $4.99 or something like that.
Kind of a ripoff.
The
think
whole
about it.
The whole cassette was like what $19 or something.
Think about the New Jack City soundtrack, though.
Oh, come on, man.
You had I Want to Sex You Up.
Yeah,
by Color
Me
Bad. You had. My D is in the dust. My Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
What's the D stand for?
Because my back is to the wall. And my D is in the dust.
Dang, you was on one today.
Was Keith Sweat on that album?
Ice Tea was on there.
Keith Sweat sang at the wedding in New Jack City.
Yeah, he did.
Like the goat that he is.
Yeah, he did. New Jack Hustler, though. Come on.
Nobody knows what it was like, LeVar, living in L.A. back in the day and putting on K-Day and listening to Keith Sweat sing.
Including me.
I'll give all my loving to to you.
I mean, it's a great song.
Who can love you like me? Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, the Key Sweat later track, Twisted, was strong as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, you know,
you are my everything.
You got me twisted.
You got me twisted over you.
And let's not forget Guy. Remember, I Want to Get With You?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
That was the New Jack Swing. Didn't Guy created the New Jack Swing?
Now everything
sucks.
That's so true, though.
I take my kid to see Ghostbusters. It's like, wait a minute.
What? Dang. Wait a minute. What?
Why she want to be a ghost with this other ghost?
That's a tad bit perplexing.
I don't think we talked about anything sports related.
We were talking about Caleb.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm trying to tell you that if it's a consensus number one pick and you pick him, it doesn't get you fired. If you don't pick him, it gets you fired.
Yeah.
Even if he sucks, if you pick him, everybody else was going to pick him. Everybody else shrugs their shoulders and say, well, you were stuck with the number one pick.
Besides the anonymous source who is like, oh, he's, you know, wasn't manly enough. You know, ba-doon. Like, he's got the dip in and everything, you know? God.
Well, listen, P, we appreciate it. It was fun talking about movies from the early 90s that
involved
crack. Watch
that Prince guitar solo. Look, here's your assignment. What's this?
Oh,
Strut. Steven Seagal.
So there's Lady Saw.
Yeah. Raw.
It sounds like that's a unique beat.
This is horrible.
Is that Steven Seagal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Me want to put on the sea.
I expected worse.
It sounds horrible.
I mean, he sounds like Sting.
Yeah, he tried. Like
it
a,
does.
Like a cheaper version.
Sting's playing Beach Life.
That's right. May 5th.
Yeah,
that was.
I mean,
beautiful.
It's just mostly
that's
Lady
horrible.
Saw doing her thing.
Yeah, you know, she carries the song.
Let me see you put on it.
Oh no! Oh no!
Speaking of which, at the old P is where you can find him on Twitter. Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros
Papadakis means now
on the Blowtorch AM570.
You know what you
LA
guys
Sports.
Should listen to on, during the BQ news?
Yeah,
and it's all yours. 5:55 you guys should listen to Peeny Peeny by Shabba Ranks.
Oh, Shabba!
Yeah, there's. Guys, if you guys want to listen to Dance Hall, I can help you out. Yeah,
don't tempt me with a good time. Man.
You don't have to turn to Steven Seagal.
Mr. Loverman.
Petros, we appreciate it. We'll do it again next week.
Shabba.
There he is.
If a lover looking for your book up on the right, man.
Every time. I'll say this. Every time Petros shows up with us, it's always silky. Like, there's just always something to it.
Is it really?
I mean? It just always
is. Let me tell you, we need some milk after that segment. That's for certain. If you want to improve your health routines after a segment like that, but you don't know where to start, let me tell you, start with Silk. Did you know that Silk almond milk has 50% more calcium than dairy milk? It's a great source of vitamins A, D, and E. And like Petro's coming on this show, we know that E stands for good. Learn more about Silk products at silk.com.
It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio. It is a Wednesday, which means we close up shop with another edition of the BQ News right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. We'll be back on the air coming up tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 3 o'clock Pacific. Same time, same place. It's draft day in the NFL, so we'll have all sorts of fun stuff to get you set for the big night in the National Football League. A reminder that shortly after our show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, just search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
News.
Turn on the news.
Let's go to the news desk.
What's the good news?
Here's Brady Quinn.
Yeah.
Well, today's first story is quite the interesting one. A 40-year-old Belgian man was accused of drunk driving, although he's had the charges dropped for this reason. He suffers from a medical condition where his body produces alcohol naturally.
What?
It's called brewery syndrome. And it's also called gut fermentation syndrome. It's a rare condition in which an overgrowth of fungi in the gut turns carbs and sugars into alcohol.
What a hell of an affliction.
Only about 20 people in the world have been diagnosed with this condition. But the doctors actually expect that the condition is underdiagnosed. So there's your excuse next time.
Oh, my God. You imagine that? Like, you go to the store, buy a loaf of bread, and get bombed. Like, what a revelation. Lee, this is what you need to aspire to be, all right?
No, I don't need that. I'm good.
I mean, look, with all the plastic surgery that gets done, you can't get this thrown in your body. Please, come on. Make this happen.
Yeah. And so is he just always drunk? I mean, or is this just... shows up that he's
drunk. It doesn't go on. They actually did not identify the individual. They also don't talk about like what maybe prompts this. If he does eat like a heavier amount of carbs and
maybe he has to be on a different diet, but apparently he's just dealing with the ailment.
It's so great.
Very good.
Good
very
for good. Him.
All right, how about this next story? Tom Brady's in a little bit of deep water, maybe. There's some fans who are complaining who were at a Miami event, and they had to pay to get his autograph. They got to see him speak and a chance to meet him. But they're upset that after paying $3,600 a piece, that they're not overly satisfied with the autograph that he gave them. In fact, they're actually saying that they feel like they ruined the Super Bowl tickets that they bought, that he signed, where he kind of just scribbled on it. Honestly, it's not really legible. So,
I mean,
but it's his handwriting.
Did they actually see him do it? Were they present when he signed it?
Yes, but multiple people are saying they would have rather him not signed it at all if he wasn't going to take the time to sign it properly.
Man, that's his scribble on that ticket. Shut up and go home.
Yeah.
That's that man's scribble. That's
usually
Tom Brady.
You could see a T and a B with a messy Y, but this just looks like a scribble.
Create your own story as to why he scribbled on your S. But that's his scribble. That's valuable.
Yeah.
I'd say he had that condition that you started off the segment with.
Yeah.
The ailment?
The ailment. There you go.
Yeah. Sort of dad joke.
There you go.
Ha ha! Oh, oh, O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!